That's so fun.
It's a great tune. It's a great tune. So let me say this. So I think the biggest issue for me, or one of the biggest issues for me on St. Patrick's Day, is I'm listening and watching stuff today while I'm working, but I listen to stuff as well, and I watch stuff. And it's people are playing jigs just way too fast. Now, I understand commercially I play fast. I do. I mean, I play pretty fast. But there's fast, and then there's like fast, hurried fast, right? So where the phrasing is like so bad. So there's a tendency when people stop playing like that and you don't hold back on the notes, you're always going to be pushing forward, right? So there's always, the math. The bottom line is we don't think about it. And I've said this before, so maybe I'm like a broken record. I don't know. But, it's all about the math in the bar. And you can phrase the bar any way you want, but make it have sense. It has to still, the math has to be equal, right? You can divvy out your money in your pocket. You have $10 and you divvy out in several different ways. But it's still $10. The same thing with your bar of music. You can divvy out those notes any way you want, but it's still the same bar of music. The same math in that music has to stay the same. So you can make one note longer than the note that should be longer, right? Any of that kind of stuff can happen. But so my point in bringing that up is that a lot of people say, oh, I can't play that fast when I'm playing, and I'm saying you're already playing that fast. But the phrasing is off. So you're actually playing worse than I am in that sense, right? So that's not much different. So if you speed that up just sped up your music in increments like that, and you get the muscle memory going in your fingers and your bow and all that, your finger positions, there's no reason why you couldn't play a jig. Right? So part of the problem is everybody's in such a hurry to learn tunes, right? And not doing it the way that we did it, but they go from one end of the tune to the other, go through it, they're done, okay, I got that one, but they don't really learn it, you know? Like I said, I have that discussion a lot with musicians, you know? Oh yeah, great, thank you. Yeah, I should mention that. So let me just finish this. If I'm talking too much, you can tell me off and I won't do it again next week, but I think this is, the biggest beef I have in the music is the jigs. Most people get reels, they get the horn preps to some degree, but the jigs, just, they drive me batty. So you've got to take the time with the melody. You got to learn your tunes. Like I said, learn each bar at a time and learn the phrasing as you go. And then your muscle memory gets used to that. So when you do speed it up, you're not going to be rushing notes or panicking around notes that you shouldn't be panicking on. Right? That's the simple way to put it. I know it's not that easy, but you play it once you know it, then you got to believe it. That's it. You got to believe it. You got to believe in yourself and trust yourself. And I will say this, you have to allow yourself to make a mistake. All right? So part of the fear of playing, especially in front of people, is, oh, I'm going to make a mistake. Well, we all make mistakes. I made mistakes today, right? So after my big speak about percentages, I screwed up Morning Dew, the beginning of Morning Dew. It happens, right? You got to make the mistake. When you make the mistake, you can fix it. If you're afraid of making a mistake, you'll always make it. That's my philosophy on it. So don't be afraid of making a mistake. Make the mistake and then fix it. You'll make another mistake. You stop, you fix it. That's all. All right, I'll shut up now. Let's do, I guess we could do White Mountain and Redigans, or let me, oh yeah, sorry, yeah, I digressed. So Saturday, okay, and I haven't even had a drink today yet. So, as you know, everybody here knows, we're going to have the master session on Saturday, Joey Abarta and Nathan Gourley. I don't know Nathan that well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, but I did see him on tour with Joey, and the guy is really good. He really is good. He's a lovely player. And the two of them together are just magical. They really are. And they're actually going to be together, which is the best thing. As you know, most of you probably come to those sessions. It's so much better when people can actually be together in a room. It's not that it's not good if they're not together, but it just adds to the whole feel of it. So Joey and John and Nathan will be in the same room playing together. Joey is, I think, one of the best living pipers there is, actually.
I totally agree with you, John, and I will be there. Joey's a great piper. He's also a lovely human being. I've known
him. Oh, Joey's great, you know, and Joey, I always kid around. He's the best dressed man in
hands down
in Irish music, you know. I'll tell you a funny story real quick about Joey. So Joey was on tour. We went to see him here in the Northwest, and I've known Joey and Jacqueline for a long time. And so when I saw him, I went right into him and I said, Joey, you better invite me to the bloody wedding, because Pat Manger got married. And I said, I took that guy to Spain when he was 16 years old, and he never invited me to the frickin' wedding. I never forgot it. But of course, I love Patrick too. But so Joey says, you know, he says, you're not going to believe this. He said, but we were actually going to make an announcement next weekend. So I preempted him. And then he gave me an invitation to the wedding, and I couldn't go. He's. Jackie, she's pregnant again. So I was hoping that she might dance, but I think she's kind of like due any minute. So I don't know if she got up and danced. She might, pop out a baby and join our meeting. I don't know. But anyway, so we'll see. We'll play it by ear. But Joey, if you don't know anything about piping, I can tell you this much. Joey is an amazing piper. His use of the chanter and the drones and the accompaniment with the drum, it's unbelievable. The regulators, I'm sorry, the regulators. So, all right, that's all I have to say. Am I missing anything else, Michael? Yeah, Swan and Oa. I'm doing Swan and Oa. That's going to be virtual, but I am doing O'Flaherty's in October, which is actually going to be in person, because it's Texas, of course. But October, late October. I mean, come on. We should all be vaccinated, and things should be pretty bloody good by then. So I think they're still going to take precautions there. But if you guys feel like taking a trip, I'm actually, Jan and I, we're going to take our trailer, and we're going to actually drive down. And we're gonna make a trip of it. I'm ready to get on the bloody road and see stuff and see people. And, you know, even if I wait for the window.
Are you going to do Portal again? Are they having that?
Portal is, I talked to Peter, so they're not sure yet if they're going to do it in person. If it goes viral, I guess he'll be the one doing it again, because I don't think, what's her name? She's not into the tech stuff. So, oh my God, senior moment here. Susan? Yeah, she's not into the techie stuff. So I'm hoping it'll be in person, I'll be honest with you. Why not? I mean,
yeah,
you know, I think I don't see the danger, I'll be honest with you, by then, by the first weekend in October. And it's the anniversary year, right? I mean, last year you couldn't really call it the anniversary year, right? But I think, so the thing about it, Portal, for everybody here, if you haven't been, it's a really small place and it fills up fast. So it's a minimal amount of people. It's not like some of these other places that take a lot of people. This is really, you know, a low quantity of people. Marilyn, how many people, Kay, how many people do you think would be there over the weekend?
What, 50, 60?
There you go. That'll give you an idea. I think there might be a little more than that. But
a little bit more than that, yeah. But some years it was just that. And I've been there every year, and it's amazing. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
where is it?
It's in a place called, it's Portal. It's about 2 hours outside of Tucson, Arizona. It's near the Chiricahua Mountains.
Yeah, it's on the east side of the Chiricahuas, just over the border from New Mexico.
Right. And it's...
And about 50 miles north of Mexico. So it's way out there. But it's beautiful, and the wildlife is incredible, especially the birds.
You know what's amazing too? If you're into watching the stars, you can drive up into one of those hills and turn the lights off in your car. It's the blackest place that I was ever at. I mean, the stars are amazing there. You know, I mean, the stars are not bad here, you know, on the island, but the most amazing stars ever on at Portal.
Definitely.
So, and they do nature walks and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's that kind of place. So, all right.
Are you saying that they are going to have their October 2021 live?
Which one are you talking about now?
The Portal?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Peter, so I don't know. So I think part of the problem was Peter was saying that, they have to find out if the people at Portal are okay with it.
Ah, yeah. Okay?
Not the people at the venue at Portal, but the town, the people around the town.
Sure.
If they're going to be okay with it, then there's a good chance it's going to happen. I don't know, you know, depending on what's happened with Susan, but I certainly hope it's, you know, because we'll take the trailer and we'll drive there and then drive to Texas, you know. And I'm looking forward to that trip. And it's actually where, you know, so for those of you who don't know, Jan and I met at Portal, and it's because of Marilyn and Frank, because Marilyn and Frank brought me to Portal. Okay. And so that's, I have to tell it like it is. I wouldn't be at Portal if it wasn't for Marilyn and Frank, because they
could. Oh, we had to pay John back for playing at the dance where we met.
Right. So that's right. So I played for their dancing, and they met the with one of my dances and got married. And then Jan and I met at Portal. And so that's why Portal is special to us. We go there. That's, of course, she completely ignored me the whole weekend. But then she wised up and saw the.
He doesn't like to be tickled.
Yeah, I can't be tickled.
I won't tickle you. No. I'm not going to tickle you anymore. Okay, I'll go to my room. I'll say.
I got that from my dad. God rest his soul. You would do that to my dad across the room, 10 feet across the room, and he'd start getting like this. All right, I'm sorry. We digressed enough. What are we doing? Isn't this supposed to be a session? Now, what did I do? Oh, here.
You were saying White Mountain and Redikins.
Oh, thank you. But I got to get the music. Oh, yeah. That's right. I got the music in my hand here. I mean, I know the tunes, but it's remembering how they start. You know, we talk about this. Okay. White Mountain and Redikins. Is that the order I have them in? Yeah. Somebody just posted the Banks of the Shannon today, but they didn't post this tune from Banks of the Shannon. They did a couple other tunes, but this tune was on Patty O'Brien's Banks of the Shannon. And then Redigan's. Lovely tunes. I love slip jigs. There's a great swing to slip jigs. So maybe I'll play the single reed. Okay.